The state of Alaska doesn't have enough criminal attorneys and is struggling to prosecute violent crimes. That's according to officials within the Department of Law. Budget reductions have cut the department to unsustainable levels, according to a prosecutor working in one of the most strained jurisdictions in the state. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the cuts are being felt most acutely in parts of the state that are also seeing a jump in violent crime.
Here's a figure that stands out. Over the last 3 years, the Department of Law has cut nearly a quarter of its staff handling criminal and civil cases. That includes prosecutors, paralegals, and support staff. Deputy Attorney General Rob Henderson says that is making it harder to enforce laws covering everything from murder to child protection.
There are some offenses that we haven't been able to try for lack of resources.
The department has shed 22 prosecutors across the state, shrinking some offices and closing others. Officials tried to spread staff reductions evenly across the state, but crime has risen unevenly, something it took time for the department's data to show. Anchorage and Western Alaska have seen disproportionate increases, and it's not just the volume, it's the severity of the crimes being reported. Anchorage, for example, set a record for homicides in 2017, the second year in a row. Those are complicated cases, tying prosecutorial resources up further, which means there is less capacity for handling lower priority cases, including offenses the public still cares a lot about, like car theft, domestic assault, and kidnapping. And this is just one symptom of a statewide problem.
Our numbers of felonies have gone up substantially over the past year.
Tom Jamgoshian is an assistant district attorney in Nome. He's been a prosecutor in the bush for a decade, but over the past year, he's seen an increase in vehicular homicides, domestic violence assaults, and felony DUIs.
Those are the broad categories that have all seen a significant spike.
Resources in rural Alaska are already spread thin, with small district attorney's offices and hub towns like Nome or Bethel that are responsible for cases across dozens of communities. The Nome office shares resources with its counterpart in Kotzebue. Since Jamgoshian started his job a few years ago, they've lost a third of their staff. But the caseloads keep climbing. The prosecutor in Kotzebue has roughly 900 cases coming across her desk each year. That's between 3 and 6 times the nationally recommended caseload. Overwhelmed attorneys like Jamgoshian are becoming increasingly selective about what they bring to trial, opting not to charge as many nuisance offenses like trespassing and disorderly conduct.
They're not the most serious case, but they do significantly affect the quality of life for the residents of this region. We're simply not able to prosecute that type of case as much as we did in the past.
But that isn't all. The cuts at the Department of Law have taken place at the same time as cuts at the Department of Public Safety, which includes the state troopers. Those budget cuts have hampered routine travel to outlying communities. In the past, troopers aimed to cultivate relationships and a presence through community patrols. Now, they're largely restricted to flyouts only in response to new incidents. Jamgoshian says that makes it harder to gather evidence and build strong cases, especially for certain kinds of offenses.
Crimes that would have been reported, domestic violence crimes, either aren't being reported, or if they're reported, there's a delay in reporting because the trooper just isn't there. And, of course, a delayed report for a domestic violence crime frequently affects whether or not we're able to charge it.
As the state cuts budgets, local communities with their own fiscal constraints are being asked to shoulder more of the burden. Seneca Thino is Anchorage's municipal prosecutor. Her office handles misdemeanors in the city, things like shoplifting, trespassing, or vandalism. More serious violent and felony-level crimes are referred up to her state counterparts at the Department of Law, or at least they should be. But Thino says that normal process is not working, like a recent case that appeared to be kidnapping.
An individual who had been detained in a truck escaped and ran for help, eventually was dragged back to the vehicle and was threatened, was punched repeatedly, and that was a case that we tried to refer as well.
The response from the state?
The response back was that those types of cases are very difficult, and there wasn't an interest in taking it.
For privacy reasons, Thino can't identify any of the individuals involved. The Walker administration is asking the legislature to fund 5 additional prosecutors this budget cycle. Those may get the department a little bit closer to its previous staffing levels, but there's no evidence violent crime is slowing down. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes,